God and We the People's DOI. We the People's DOI is the bedrock of our Abba Father's 1776 creation. We explain it in detail for all We the People on libertycivics.com, but we need the godly view for our pulpit leaders and the body of Christ because We the People's DOI, not our CODIS, holds our social liberty. We the People's DOI enumerates our right to go to war for social liberty and then enumerates the charges against the British church-state system. The last straw was the king forcing the Church of England onto the colonies. We the People's founding fathers justify their action. They were not just a group of anarchists. They knew our Creator and the need to glorify Him in creating social liberty, Eden 2.0. Understanding We the People's DOI leads us pulpit leaders and the body of Christ to enthusiastically engage in godly civics because it is the foundation of our Abba Father's 1776 creation. We the People's CODIS holds our religious liberty, which our founding fathers ratified many years later, but we must never separate the two documents. Only together are they our Abba Father's 1776 creation. The Nahas Blue faction judges separated and destroyed We the People's DOI/CODIS over time. The Nahas political factions parse We the People's CODIS for what they wanted to say, ignoring We the People's DOI and the preamble that frames what We the People's CODIS says. WPG 1776 eviscerates any parsing of We the People's DOI/CODIS. We the People's DOI/CODIS is the signed contract between We the People and our government that defines the boundaries of their power over We the People, beyond which We the People can righteously go to war for social liberty. Enrolling the body of Christ in the ballot army with godly civics is much easier than an armed militia, which is what it will take if We the People fail. We the People's DOI/CODIS preamble says, "To secure the blessings of social liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America." We the People's DOI/CODIS enumerates social and religious liberty for posterity. Posterity means all future generations, not just a long time. It is a critical word that describes the duty of the body of Christ. After the 16A, We the People's mission is to return our Abba Father's 1776 creation to what He created and fill in the blanks unknown in 1787, progressivism, and the end of universal truth. Our DOI united 13 disparate colonies into a powerhouse that defeated the British church-state system in a shooting war. In 1775, the colonies had enough of British interference in their life, social liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all, and as Protestants do, they rebelled and drove the British home. The British actually called it the Protestant Revolution. In our Abba Father's eyes, his 1776 creation is his last step in restoring his nation, Eden 2.0, to get all we can into heaven before the end. So, where does We the People's DOI get its power? Only from We the People with a gun or a ballot. The fact is, our founding fathers did not wait for our Abba Father's blessing. It was either instinct for non-believers, or the Holy Spirit for believers, but they completed their mission. We the People's founding fathers decided they wanted social and religious liberty and went to war, doing their best to glorify our Abba Father, which We the People's DOI'd as well. Only that desire again today will save what over a million have died for and millions more maimed. And all we need today is a pen and a ballot in We the People's hands. A bunch of misfits defeated the British church-state system. It was luck and determination for non-believers and divine intervention for believers. Pulpit leaders, the body of Christ, and non-believers all fought side by side in 1776, sacrificing their blood for social liberty. If We the People want social liberty, we must work for and fight for it, defend it, and be willing to die for it. And believers pray that our Abba Father is with us. Notice that we include all We the People in the fight. The Black Robe Regiment, Preacher Robe, became famous. Pulpit leaders in 1776 did not run onto the battlefield yelling to the British, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." They shot the British because social liberty came first. Only after that was religious liberty nested inside social liberty in We the People's CODIS. We pulpit leaders must engage again with fierce determination, just as the Black Robe Regiment engaged against the Nahas in 1776. Social liberty is where we pulpit leaders miss the mark. We have a God-given duty to protect social liberty in His 1776 creation so that religious liberty survives as long as possible to bring as many as possible to heaven. Like our redemption, our patriot warriors paid for social liberty with their blood. That is the cost and value of social liberty. And like the universe, our one nation under God was spoken into existence. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Those truths are our Abba Father's truth. We the People's DOI, not our CODIS, which came years later, holds our social liberty. Social liberty is our right because it is our Abba Father's created sovereign state with free will in society, starting with Adam and Eve in Eden 1.0. Only believers know that which is the rub. Believers rarely see it that way. Continuing, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. We the peoples, DOI states that the laws of nature are the powers of the earth. That is our Abba Father's creation in Genesis 1. They are the forces that hold our universe together and determine all outcomes, such as gravity, molecular attraction, physics, chemistry, etc. No one challenges them. They are inviolate. The laws of nature are inviolate in that any failure to obey them must result in a negative outcome. There is no other possibility. Lose the propulsion, and airplanes come down every time. Life, social liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all are a law of nature because we can prove its validity with research and results. It is the law of nature that social liberty is the only societal structure where everyone can thrive, precisely as our Abba Father created Day 6. Every other societal option is the Nahas attempt to destroy the body of Christ. Even without our Abba Father, social liberty is still the best for the most. The laws of nature bridge our ekklesia to the public square. Ephesians 6 verses 10 to 13 is our command. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. His laws of nature are where our strength resides. God or no God, the laws of nature determine the outcome every time for everyone for everything. That is our Abba Father's 1776 creation. Economic and social laws of nature are more difficult because they include human behavior and free will, but still need continuous, methodical searching and application. For example, subsidy produces more is a fundamental eco-law for our government. It is not just a clever saying. If our representatives throw money at a problem, it must worsen. It is the law of nature. That one law enforced will bring our government to its knees for we the people. But we can only have that discussion in a theater that embraces the laws of nature, the WPEG 1787 theater. Only believers know the laws of nature are our Abba Father's inviolate laws that determine all outcomes. That is a strategic issue, because God says, does not work in the public square. WPEG 1787 governing principles are our WMD for everyone, revealed through research and testing. For the Gen Pop, the laws of nature and WPEG 1787 are science discovered by rigorous research and testing. That is an essential strategic distinction. We must demand that proven science, physical, economic, and social, be our government, not human whims, ideologies, political factions, or despots. Our representatives' first job is introducing the experts and getting out of the way. Only when all have presented their data and defended it in public can we decide anything. Why would anyone listen to a representative with no experience in a subject? Why would a representative want to line their pockets at we the people's expense? Our debate in our civics is not God or no God. It is provable science, regardless of its source. Science and our Abba Father must converge in research. It is his creation. People used to think Earth was flat and the universe circled it. Some people insisted humans came from monkeys. Every Big Bang discovery points more to our Abba Father than away. If possible, avoid the young Earth versus old Earth debate. It is apples and beach balls. Godly civics understands that many stand proud of the young Earth theory. Bless you, that is social and religious liberty. Science is not our Abba Father's enemy. It is his creation for we the people to discover and fill the earth and subdue it. Gen 1:28. We can only subdue it by unpacking the laws of nature. P4547 is our last chance as pulpit leaders to understand that our Abba Father wants his people to live in social liberty and be free to worship him so that many others will see him as well, not believers hiding in our ekklesia. All 13 colonies had their state religion and could not use God Says to argue for the war. They could not agree on religion even then, but they did agree with his inviolate laws of nature for social liberty to protect religious liberty. There is no debate about not taking our God Says scripture for believers into politics when his design is his inviolate provable laws of nature for everyone, WPEG 1787. That is his theater where we the people cannot lose. Progressivism. P28 officially introduced progressivism in 1913 as an alternate form of governing. Progressivism is the ideology of the Nahas Blue faction that destroyed our Abba Father's 1776 creation. Had our founding fathers foreseen progressivism, our 1A establishment clause would have said, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of an ideology, not religion. The ACA, woke, Social Security, open borders, college loans, etc., are all from the progressive ideology for federal power. Our founding fathers would have gone to war against all of them at the federal level. God-based religion was the only ideology in 1787, and our founding fathers stripped, God Says, of his power from inside the government because of the Roman Empire. His laws of nature are our one nation under God's government. We must redeem it. The progressivism ideology is government by Karl Marx Says, and is uncodus, just as God Says. Karl Marx Says, is without substance or success for we the people, It is the glorious myth that WEPEC 1787's principles eviscerate as progressivism, but the Red Faction never stands on principles, only their candidates. Therefore, believers must stand and fight the wiles of the Nahas. The free exercise clause would still be, nor interfere with the free exercise thereof. The Nahas Blue Faction has every right to promote its ideology, as communists, socialists, fascists, etc., also have. And the Red Faction, as our only savior in the Nahas political theater, must also be put on the scrap heap of history because, since P26, the Nahas has captured P16's party and never once since spoke of the new birth of freedom again. The following message expands on political faction rights. P4547s capture the Red Faction, but if we the people do not redeem our one nation under God to elect masters of WEPEC 1787 as P48 and our representatives, not political faction slaves, the Nahas will quickly return. We, pulpit leaders and the body of Christ, are the only group with the motivation and size to redeem our one nation under God because it is the Nahas we must defeat. Thanks to P46, we the people can now prove in real time, not just history, what is lost when our government takes life, social liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all from we the people. Please pray on that. Our debate is not where life, social liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all came from. The argument is that it works every time, everywhere, for everyone who tries. Today, we are seeing mass migrations from blue to red states because the value of social liberty is becoming apparent. If we pulpit leaders answer the call to government by principles as created, WEPEC 1787, especially in the significant blue cities, people would be lifted out of poverty instead of sentenced to handouts for life. Please pray on that. Political faction rights. Like everyone, political factions have a 1A right to speak, assemble, and petition the government for grievances. They have zero rights to petition for favor, power, or be anywhere inside our government that interferes with we the people's right to consent to our government. Full stop. In that respect, political factions are uncodus. We the people's 1A gives no one the right to be heard except in court and petitioning for grievances. Too many people confuse the right to speak. It does not include being heard. We the people petition our government, but that is feckless when political factions evaluate ideology, not we the people's DOI/CODIS. P46 ignored we the people no matter how much we petitioned to stop the pain. That must never happen again. Our Abba Father, and therefore, our founding fathers hated political factions. They were minor in 1787, and Federalist No. 10 still eviscerated them because they knew the danger the political factions presented to social liberty. P1 called them a frightful despotism after experiencing them in office. That is a rock-solid foundation for our Godly Civics/WEPEC 1787 mission. Godly Civics restores our one nation under God to government by principles, the laws of nature, which demand research and affordability for outcomes, constant evaluation, and course correction or cancellation over time. Without a consensus study proof, there is zero room for ideas and group favors at the federal or state legislative bodies. That leaves no room for exercising political faction power. The situation is so dire today because the Nahas Blue Faction has destroyed everything we hold dear in our one nation under God by inserting themselves between we the people, our representatives, our government, and our last resort, the free press. Believers must hate political factions as well because the Nahas Blue Faction has infiltrated every societal institution, including our worship centers. Too many pulpit leaders remain silent, flummoxed by the division of politics. Godly Civics ends at fear. The only surviving solution is to redeem our one nation under God to our Abba Father's 1776 creation, return our representatives' loyalty to their districts and nature's laws in WEPEC 1787, and reclaim we the people's DOI right to consent, devoid of all power-hungry factions. Godly Civics and WEPEC 1787 free our worship centers from political division and pave the way to a lasting victory for our Abba Father and all social liberty-loving citizens, believers or not.